Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line.
Hi, this is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. Are you calling to see if you qualify for the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and you would like to meet the would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
I think he was trying to switch me over to the lawyer. I'm not sure.
Okay. Were you just speaking to a transferring agent and he sent you over here?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And this is in regards to hair relaxer, correct? Okay, and we are speaking on a recorded line. Have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm that you have not signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and would you like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and have you or a loved one used hair relaxers or hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Okay, and were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. What kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Excuse me, ovarian cancer.
Okay. And when were you first diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
April 8th, 2024.
April 8th, 2024. Okay. And at what age were you diagnosed with cancer?
34.
34. Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Tommy Bunchen.
Tommy Bunch. And where did Tommy Bunchen practice out of?
Jefferson Ambulatory, Abington Hospital.
Okay. See, Jefferson Abington Hospital.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, what city and state is that in?
Philadelphia, PA.
Okay. Hey, are they on Old York Road?
Yes.
Okay. And then how do you recall how you spell Dr. Bunchen's last name?
Sure. B-U. CHANAN.
Okay, thank you.
You're
Yep,
welcome.
I see him right here. Tommy R. Bunchen or Buchanan. Okay. Okay. And did you use hair relaxer for more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Sorry, say it
Did you use hair relaxers more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
again.
Okay. On average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxers before your
Five.
diagnosis? Okay. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
5/17/90.
1990.
Yes.
Okay. And have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you have any other family or friends who also used hair relaxers and were affected?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And what state did you use hair relaxers in?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And Approximately when would you say you first started using hair relaxers?
Around January 2008.
Okay. 2008. And when did you stop using hair relaxers?
April 2004.
Sorry. So you started in 2008 and you stopped in 2004? Hello, Brittany?
Yes.
Okay. 2004?
No, I said 2008 is the start in
Huh?
April of 2024.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I
I'm
misheard.
sorry, my allergies, my voice is going in and out, and I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. I appreciate your patience. I'm sorry as well.
No, I apologize. My voice come and go. I'm sorry.
And how often did you apply these products? Would you say weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
About 5 times a year.
Okay. 5 times a year. Okay. So is it okay if I select 4 times a year, or would you prefer I select monthly?
You can select four.
Okay.
I
And how many consecutive years would you say you've used hair relaxer products? I can do the math for
use.
you if you'd like.
Yes, please.
Okay, so then 20, did you use hair relaxers continuously from 2008 to 2024? Okay, so then that would have been 16 years. Does that sound right? Okay.
Years.
Okay. And then, did you use hair relaxers at home, in a salon, at both
Salon.
salon? Okay.
Yes.
And do you have, and what brand names of the hair relaxers were you using? Do you recall?
L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxers regularly for at least 1 year?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Okay, so did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxers for at least 1 year? Okay, so I know the way they have the question worded is so complicated. So, were you diagnosed with cancer 2 or more years after you started using hair relaxers for at least 1 year?
Yes,
Is
after. After.
that a yes or a no?
Yes.
Okay.
I apologize. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
This is killing me.
I thank you. And was Dr. Tommy Buchanan Bunchanan your treating doctor as well?
No.
Okay, what was the name of the treating doctor?
Dr. Paul Heller.
Paul Heller. And did Dr. Heller practice out of the same hospital at Jefferson?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And when did you receive treatment?
Excuse me. April 17th, 2024.
April 17th, 2024. Okay, what kind of treatment did you receive?
Chemotherapy,
Okay.
immunotherapy, and complete hysterectomy.
Okay. Immune therapy. Okay. I'm so sorry you had to go through all of that.
I'm sorry, it's okay.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay with your voice. I can understand you.
Thank you. Good.
Yeah. Okay. And then you saw Dr. Paul Heller at Jefferson Abington Hospital on Old York Road.
Yes.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled Brittany. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I have your last name spelled Troy. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a suffix to your name, senior, junior, the second, third, or none?
None.
Okay. And for the purpose of pulling medical records, what's your social?
170-724182.
Thank you. So I have 170-724182.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have an email address here. Is it PrettyNae810@gmail.com?
Yes.
And then I have your phone number as 215-278-5451.
Yes.
Okay, is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay, and what is a good mailing address for you?
1407 North 18th Street, Apartment B, in the Philadelphia, PA, 19121.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And do you have any medical records to show your date of diagnosis?
As of right now, I don't, but I can contact the doctor's office and the facilities to gain access to them.
Okay, perfect. And can you provide medical records electronically, through mail, or both?
Both. I'm sorry.
Okay,
both.
That's okay. Okay, and then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact? Okay. And what is their name?
Selena Peterson, S-E-L-E-N-A, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N.
Okay. And what is a good contact number for Selena?
Let me pull it up. I apologize. Mm-hmm. 217. 406-0372.
Thank you. Okay. What is your relationship with Selena Peterson, friend, family member?
Sister.
Thank you, sister. Okay. And then let me just go over the information I have. I want to make sure I have everything spelled correctly. I have your first name spelled Brittany. Is that correct?
No. No, Brittany.
Okay, Brittany.
Yes.
Okay, and then last name Troy.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have that you first started using hair relaxers in January of 2008. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I have that you first, when you stopped using hair relaxers, that was April of 2024.
Yes.
And I have your date of birth as 05/17/1990.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have that you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer April 8th, 2024.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to send over some documents through DocuSign. Give me a second. Let me populate the document.
Sure. Take your time. I appreciate your patience with me.
Of course. No problem at all.
I apologize. It's my allergies. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. No, no need to apologize. Okay, so you're going to get a text as well as an email. Okay. It'll say, Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Okay, and then, so the apartment number didn't populate. What's the apartment number?
B as in boy.
B as in boy. Okay, let me add that. Okay. And then I have your date of birth as 0517, right? 1990?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Then the street number is 1407 North 18th Street?
Yes.
Okay. Apartment B, Philadelphia, PA. Okay. Okay, let me know when you see that text come through.
I'm going to recheck it right now. Okay, I got it right now. I'm opening it up.
Perfect. And you might have to press yes. You're allowed to receive SMS messages.
Yes.
Okay, and then you should see a little box to check that says, I agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Yes.
And then you should see a continue button or a start button.
Yes, start.
Okay, go ahead and press start, and then it'll take you to your first signature field.
Okay.
You'll tap that field, and then it'll bring up a box for you to either draw your signature, or you can press select style, and it will input one for you. And then you press adopt and sign.
Okay.
And then just keep tapping next, and it'll take you to, oh, perfect. I just got that back. Oh, you're okay. you're very quick. Okay, perfect. Yep, signature is in there. So the next step is you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm, Pulaski. They'll be reaching out just to verify, to do their case verification and verify that it's okay to start the process of pulling medical records. They won't be able to start the process until they hear from you. So if you miss their call, that's okay. They'll just leave a voicemail with a callback number, but it's important that you give them a call back, okay?
Oh, no, I'll make sure I'll be looking out for the call. I normally answer all unknown calls because it might be important.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And then you'll also receive another email. It'll have the signed copy of the DocuSign for your records, just so that you can access it. But as of right now, you're all set to go. Just keep an eye out for the law firm's call. It was a pleasure speaking to you, Brittany. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a happy holidays, okay?
Thanks to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.